Praise God. Andrew's going to share a few thoughts with us. It's good. We were blessed last week and we have been over a few weeks learning about praise and worship, true praise, and all that that means. So he's going to share with us a little bit more this afternoon. So I'm excited. I'm really excited because I've got so much and I just want to share it. So let's sit back and enjoy the word of God. Amen.
Praise to God. Hallelujah. Absolutely. It's good to be alive.
Yes.
Amen. It's good to be alive. Hallelujah. I just have to check the person next to you, see if they're still alive. Yeah, give them a pinch them or something, you know, see if they're still alive. Did she?
Oh,
yeah. I didn't hear you go, ouch. Try. No, you can't have pinched her hard enough. Glory to Jesus. We've been looking at that subject of worship. So often it's called praise and worship, but they're two different things.
Yes.
Praise, we rejoice and shout and have a good time. But then when the king comes, when he walks into the room,
yeah,
we begin to bow down. And we worship him.
Amen.
We honor him.
Yeah.
We give him glory.
Amen.
Because, let's be honest, where would you be today if it wasn't for Jesus? Where would you be today if it wasn't for his eternal sacrifice that he died upon that cross for your sin, for my sin, but he came to set us free?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He came to give us life.
Yes.
The word says he came to give us life and that more abundantly. So you Christians or disciples of the Lord Jesus should have more life than anybody else.
Amen.
You should have more joy,
yes,
than anybody else.
Yes.
You should have tons of it.
Yes.
Barrowloads of it.
I'm busting.
You should be absolutely overflowing with the joy of the Lord.
Woo!
You know, if you've got joy, the Word of God says the joy of the Lord is your
strength.
Amen?
Amen.
So when the devil comes round and seeks to rob from you,
yes,
start to be joyful.
Yes.
Hit him with a barrel load of joy. It'll knock him out.
Amen.
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Disciples of the Lord Jesus should be the most joyful, excited,
amen,
people that there is.
Yeah.
Not these people on a football pitch.
No.
Being overpaid. Over-worshipped. And over here. Glory to God. Let's rejoice in God. Last week we read from Psalm 138. I can't remember where we got to, really. This message just keeps going and going and going. Psalm 138, this is a thanksgiving for the Lord's favor. And David starts off and he says, I will... That's a choice. I choose.
Yes.
I choose. Praise God. Have you made a choice?
Yes.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I choose to give thanks to the Lord with all of my heart. I will. That's a choice. I will sing praises to thee before the gods.
Yeah.
I will bow down towards thy holy temple,
yeah,
and give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name.
Yeah.
On the day I called, thou didst answer me. Thou didst make me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will give thanks to thee, O Lord. earth will rejoice.
Yes.
Every man, whether he be of royal blood,
yeah.
And we're of royal blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're of royal blood, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're in the royal household of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Praise God. Have a look at your neighbour. Just check them. Just have a look at them. Have you got royal blood? Are you in the King of Kings household? Amen. You sure about that? We're in the King of Kings household. We're part of his family. Oh, hallelujah. It gives me goosebumps. I get so excited. You know, I just think, oh. We can come freely into the presence of God. Because Jesus paid the sacrifice for my sin. For my foolishness. For your sin. For your foolishness. Jesus has paid the price.
Yeah.
So that there's no punishment for you and for me.
Amen.
It's freely given to us. Aren't he? The word says freely he's given to you. Freely receive. Freely give. Receive from God. You see, you and I, sometimes we find it difficult to receive, don't we? No? Huh? Do we find it difficult to receive sometimes? We might like to give. I know I go to Prem and Poona's house and you can guarantee there's always something on the table that they're giving to us. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true, isn't it? It is true. And I've got to that place when I walk in and I just sit down. It's like, well, sit down. Next thing, a plate comes. I just sit and eat. I don't turn around and say, oh, no. No, I can't eat. I can't. I just sit and eat, don't I? Yeah? Enjoy the presence of God. We sometimes don't realize that God is constantly wanting to give to us.
Amen.
We have to learn to receive.
Yeah.
And receive with joy. Because what he's given to us, we need to be able to give to others. That we can give to others freely. Amen. You see, God has given to you so that you might give to others.
Yeah.
This young man there, great to see him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the family now.
Yeah.
Came a stranger. Didn't you? Came to us as a stranger. A lost one. Yeah? A lost sheep. No home. No place to go. Lost. But Jesus took him in.
Amen.
We took him in.
So
we made him welcome. And just loved him.
Amen.
Shared Jesus with him. Encouraged him. You know what happened then? Jesus scrubbed him all up.
Mm-hmm.
Poured in the oil and the wine. Began the healing process. But it all comes from the point of you and I having a relationship with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because most people would have turned and looked at him some time back and would have said, waste of time. Not worth anything. Deadbeat. Going nowhere. Your son. On the same road. On the same pathway. Deadbeat. Going nowhere. Only to hell. But Jesus. Living through each and every one of us. Taking these people in. And we introduce them and we love them in the kingdom of God. And lives change. That is part of our worship service unto Jesus. You see, worship has different forms. It's not just singing songs. Worship is adoration. Sometimes it can be adoration in silence when you stand in the presence of the Almighty God. I've been in situations when the presence of God has come into a meeting and all you can do is either stand or fall on your face and wait on God to see what He says. The presence of the Lord just enters into the place.
Amen.
Enters into the building. And that word comes so true, be still. Be still. And know that He is God. Be still. Sometimes we think we've got to be jumping and shouting, and sometimes there is that time when we just come into the very presence of God. And the stillness and the breath, the gentle breeze of the Holy Spirit just begins to blow, just begins to minister into our hearts and into our lives. And we know the blessings of God flowing in us, flowing through us. You see, the blessings are not there to be kept. They're to flow.
Yeah.
They're to keep giving out. Isn't that right? We give out. And as we give out, we make room for more.
Yeah.
There's a constant flow. You see, if there wasn't a constant flow, we'd be like the Dead Sea.
Yeah.
It all comes in, nothing goes out. Becomes stagnant. God wants His people to let it flow.
Amen.
That the presence of God would just flow through each and every one of us.
Amen.
You see, you and I were created to be vessels for the glory of God. And that we carry within us the very presence, the very glory of God we carry within us. And every time we meet somebody that doesn't know Jesus, we just lean forward. And you know what happens when you tip a vessel? It starts to pour out, doesn't it? And we begin to pour out Jesus. We begin to pour out the presence of God. As we pour out the presence of God, people start thinking, "Oh, I'd like some of that, didn't you?" Start to get interested and think, "I'd like some of that." The Bible says, "Oh, taste and see. The Lord is good."
He is.
You know, when you've had that nice piece of cake and you think, "I could just manage another piece." Yeah? You've never had that, have you? Eh? Huh? You resist it, don't you, all the time? My wife's a wonderful baker. And Joan as well. I mean, you know, you just have to, you sit there and think. I got on the scales the other day. My wife said I have to lose weight. Come here, I've already lost some. Yeah, I had to breathe in to put these trousers on actually today. That's right, Joan, and that's the word I was looking for. They've shrunk, obviously. They've shrunk. Yes, you're right, Joan. You must be right. That was a word from God. I'm sure it was. Yeah. We're to be, the word says we're to be fat and flourishing. Ah, your race already arrived. Glory to God. Prem's on his way. Hallelujah. Amen. We're to enjoy our salvation. So many people are miserable with their salvation. They get saved and become miserable. They get pickled in lemon juice. You know. Before they were saved, they're always, you know, joyful, having a few bevies, and they're always happy. When they get saved, I'm saved. Jesus loves me, and I'm so glad. I'm going to heaven one day. He's got an impression of that, is it? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so glad that Jesus saved me. I'm so glad I'm going to heaven. And I'm so glad that you're in my family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, that's what it's about. You don't sit at home and say, I'm really glad you've come to see me today. Do you? Huh? You say, oh, great to see you. Come in. Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to drink? Is that what you do? Yes, isn't it? You do. Well, why are we any different in church? Huh? I'm not. I'm half crazy. Yeah, that's the bit that's still getting saved.
All right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I mean? I believe we can. God is equipping us to do great and mighty things.
Yes.
I've seen the sick healed, seen blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. And this is all because of Jesus.
Amen.
It's not because of me, but it's all because of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We serve a great, big, wonderful God. And He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped and magnified. And God enjoys a laugh. I mean, just look at your neighbour. Just have a good look at your neighbour. Go on, have a look at them. Look at the person next to you. God must have had a good laugh when He created you. Huh? See, God enjoys when you see what God has created. When you see the animals, the wild animals and the colours, and you think, God must have been having a real fun day when He created that one. The birds and the beauty and the butterflies and the splashes of colour and everything. God was having fun. Yeah, the bumblebee. I mean, God creates the bumblebee and man says it can't fly. And God says, watch. And off it goes. And it flies. And yet science says it's impossible. Well, guess what? I have got a God who is a God of the impossible. Amen. And He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be worshipped.
Yes.
And when you start to realize what He's done for you, what He's done for me, then we start to think, wow, He's worthy to give thanks of. He's worthy to praise Him. And it is worthy to worship Him. Because as we worship Him, what we're doing is what is happening already in heaven. In Revelation, it says that the 24 elders bowed down before Him. And worshipped.
Amen.
Worshipped God. Worshipped the Lamb on the throne. Jesus. We're to worship. Hallelujah. Oh, I get so excited. Because you see, I believe. Because I've seen it happen. I believe that when we can really press through into worship.
Yeah.
True worship.
Yeah.
The Bible says that we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so when we press in and we begin to worship God in spirit and in truth, there will begin to be a manifestation of the glory of God. When the light of God comes into the place,
amen,
and sin, sickness, and disease is being driven out,
amen,
because of the glory of God.
Amen.
You see, nothing that is corrupt can live in the sight and the presence of God. Hallelujah. So when we stand, when we move into praise and worship, when we go and stand before the presence of God, that very presence begins to remove everything in us that is corrupt.
Amen.
We need to stand more in His presence. You know, when you and I came to Jesus, we didn't just suddenly arrive in the presence of Jesus and then He just went, whoosh, 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 that's it, and wave a magic wand over us and say, everything's done away with, you're a different person now. You still had the same mind. You still had the same ability to think. You still had the same body. Is that right?
Yeah.
But what happened is that inside of us, His Spirit came.
Amen.
The Word of God says He will come and dwell in tabernacles.
Amen.
He will dwell in this tent. And so the presence of God came into our lives. And He came in to change us.
Yes.
Now we have to work with the Word of God. We have to let the Word of God work in our lives. You see, our minds didn't change instantly, did it? Still have the battles at times. Still have to fight through. We still now and again, we may get sickness and disease. We still have to fight through. But He says, He died for all my sicknesses, for all my diseases. He came to set me free. He came to give me liberty, and He came to give me freedom.
Amen.
And all I've got to do is ask Him to come into my heart and life and allow Him to direct my life. Spending time in His presence.
Amen.
Can't be too difficult. Particularly when His presence brings life. When His presence brings joy. When His presence brings health and wholeness and strength to us. When His presence brings peace. The world today is always talking about peace. There are wars all over the world going on. Small wars, bigger wars, threats of wars out towards Russia now with the Ukraine. Rumblings of warfare. People panic. Oh, what are we going to do? What happens if we go to war? People start to be afraid, lose their peace. You know, I remember many years ago when there was a threat of a nuclear bomb being launched. The Americans and the Russians were all ready to press buttons. Before you were born, probably. You might not have been here if they'd have pushed those buttons. You remember? They were ready to, weren't they? I was on holiday. Didn't take newspapers, and I was in a foreign country. So I couldn't understand the news, not that I watch it anyway. And I didn't know anything about this. And for 2 weeks they were threatening and their scale was getting higher and higher and they were ready to blow each other and everybody else up in the world. And there I was on holiday. enjoying myself, praising God. Hallelujah. If the blow was up, we just go to glory quicker. But the earth belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And everything that is in it. And He'll stop all of this going on. It's not theirs to blow up. And I was on holiday, Grace and I were on holiday. We were having a wonderful time. And when we got back off holiday, still didn't know anything about it. A few weeks later, went to visit some friends, and they said, "Oh, wasn't that terrible?" "What was that?" "Well, the Americans and the Russians were going to launch nuclear missiles at each other." "Really?" And this person said to me, "You mean to tell me you did not know anything about it?" I said, "No." "Oh!" This person went into absolutely, she called me all sorts of names, and it's like, "Well, I was so worried," she says, "and I was afraid," and I'm like, "Well, I weren't." You see, if I die tomorrow, where am I going to go? Huh? Oh, I thought you said hell then for a minute. Say, heart skipped a beat. Only God knows. And when we ask Jesus into our lives, we know our destination is His presence.
Amen.
His eternal glory. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But we know our destination.
Amen.
We know our destination because of Jesus living in us, don't we?
Amen.
I'm not hellbound. Are you? Are you hell-bound?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't think you were. Where are you bound?
Heaven.
Heaven, glory to God. Well, you and I are on the same road.
Yes,
one God.
One heaven.
One God, one Lord, one heaven. Amen. That's right. And the devil's got no power over us.
No.
You see, we're not worried about what happens tomorrow, are we?
No.
Praise God. God can say, "That's it. Time's over. Come on. We just change suits." That's all it is. You see, you know, I tell people. See, the Bible says, "I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever." Right? Are you going to live forever?
Forever.
Amen. So all we're doing is just putting on a new suit. Hallelujah. He says He clothes us in righteousness. That's right. The robe of righteousness for eternal life. And we put on a new suit and say, "Just carry on." Glory to God. Paul says, "For me to live is Christ. To die," oh, he says, "it's gain. It's gain." And many people who don't know Jesus think it opposite, don't they? I'm living for today. And I'm getting as much as I can. And then when you die, what are you going to do? All is gone. All is lost.
Yeah.
You have to leave it all behind for everybody to squabble over.
Yeah.
But for us, it's for me to live is Christ.
Amen.
To die is gain. Hallelujah. We enter into the very presence of God. Remember the thief on the cross next to Jesus who said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And He said to him, "Today, today, you shall be with me in paradise." Does that sound a good place to be? There's an old song, "This world is not my own. I'm just passing through." Hallelujah. We don't need this. We have something eternal.
Amen.
This world is not my own. I am just passing through. And you know, the more that we worship God, the more that we give Him praise, the more that we worship Him and magnify His name, the less we'll worry about the things of this earth, the less we'll be afraid. Because Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you." Sometimes we listen to the news and we get afraid. Floodings, threats of famines. One time all the computers were going to break down. 13 years ago, all the computers were going to fail. There's going to be disasters all over the world. They stopped flying airplanes. Nothing moved. That's how clever we are. We couldn't even cross over from one year to the next without the fear that some disaster would happen to every computer in the world. Do you remember that? Do you remember that, Rebecca? You remember it, yeah. I didn't realise you were that old, love. Don't you remember it? Well, you weren't into computers. You're not into computers now anyway, are you? So, well, you didn't miss anything. You didn't miss any fear. You know, you flowed through without it, you see. And there's all this going on. Fear-mongering all the time. When you listen to the news, it's always, this could happen, this might happen. A generation of fear, fear, fear. And yet Jesus said, perfect love casts out all fear. The Word of God tells us, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. And so instead of worrying and fretting and being afraid, He wants you just to worship Him. All the time, all your worry time can be turned into praise. All your worry time can be turned into worship. Because every time you and I begin to praise or worship God, you grab God's attention. And God says, I wonder how I can bless Prem. Because he's worshipping. I wonder how I can bless him. And he sends angels. He's got an angel that looks just like him. Looking after him. Always there for him.
When you get together, two or three,
get in. Amen. That's right. The word says, when two or three, you and me is two, God is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. I just love it. You see, our church, we do it a little bit differently. We talk to one another while we preach. Because that same spirit that dwells in me dwells in you. That same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Amen. That same spirit that dwells in me and dwells in Prem dwells in you. And you see, when God speaks to me, what'd she say? What did she say? Come on, translate. What did she say? Amen. Okay. But that same spirit that dwells in me and dwells in you, God speaks to us. And he says the same thing. When we're in the Spirit, we're hearing the one voice. We're hearing God speak to us. God speaks to us because he loves us. Because you're his daughter. Yeah? You're a daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Tell her. Yeah? Great. It's all right. If you could tell them, I'm happy. Ready to go. Isn't that great? It's exciting, isn't it? You know? And every one of us is the bride of Christ. We're part of a bride. We're the bride. And God wants you and I to be glorious.
Amen.
Sin seeks to destroy us.
Yeah.
Sin seeks to bring us to nothing, doesn't it? You know, don't you? Yeah. But you're coming out of that, aren't you?
Amen.
You've grabbed hold of the hand of God. Grabbed hold of the hand of Jesus. And He's lifting you up. And He's standing you on that rock, Christ Jesus. Quite quickly, yes.
Amen.
Well, He says, behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
And He does a quick work. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. God is so good to us. And we have so much to praise Him for. When you start to look around, you've got so much to give thanks to Him for. You've got so much to worship Him for. Haven't you? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endure forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. How long's ever? Ever. How long's eternity? Ever. How big is God? He's the Almighty. How strong is God? He's all powerful. Oh, hallelujah. This is the God we serve. We don't worship a wooden idol or a stone idol that cannot speak. We worship a God who is powerful, who is the creator of all things. Hallelujah. You know, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they were told that if they sinned, if they ate of that tree, they would die. Well, when they ate of that tree, did they die? Physically, they were still alive. Their minds were still working. Their bodies were still working. But inside of them, the connection with God, the Spirit, died within them. But when Jesus came, He said, do you remember when He was about to leave the earth and He said to His disciples, tarry, wait in Jerusalem until He, the Spirit, comes. And then He says, He breathed upon them. Receive the Spirit. What did God do to Adam when He created him in the garden? He says, He breathed His breath into him. And Adam became a living soul. When Jesus comes, when He came and died on a cross, and you and I came to Jesus, He breathed into us. And we became a living soul. Hallelujah. Born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Set with a destiny.
Amen.
Set with a future.
Yes.
Set with a hope.
Amen.
That is sure and certain. I tell you, if you can't give God thanks and praise, I don't know what I need to tell you. Glory to Jesus. He's a mighty God. But you see, this needs changing. This gets in the way. Sometimes all our education, all our thinking, all our knowledge gets in the way. That's why we go to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And it says in Romans chapter 12 that God, that you need to read the Word of God so that the Word of God will cleanse and wash and prepare your mind. Amen? And so as we let the Word work in us, we shall see the Spirit of God moving through us. So you see, when we get saved, our mind still is still a strange being. But when our mind begins to read the Word of God, when the Word of God flows in our life, it quickens us, changes our thinking. And it brings us closer to God. So let me just encourage you. I'm going to finish shortly now. Just going to encourage you. Start giving God thanks.
Amen.
Start giving God praise. Start worshiping the Lord.
Yes.
For everything that He's done.
Thank you.
And for the things that are yet to come.
Amen.
Because you and I have a certain hope.
Woo.
We have a great future.
Amen.
As we walk with the Lord every day. God has said He will give you an abundance. Give you many blessings. And so we can praise God for what He's going to do for us. So let's worship Him. Let's follow Him in obedience. Let's let God work mightily in us. And as we see the kingdom of God working in us, we shall see our lives changing.
Yeah.
And I believe that as the kingdom works in us, as we move into the presence of God, we shall see something of the glory of God.
Amen.
Working in our lives.
Amen.
And we'll see signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you. Thank you for your time. I hope you've been encouraged. Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Thank you, Andrew. It's good. We constantly need to be reminded, don't we, that come on, we don't have to accept what the devil throws at us. He can't give us what we won't accept, so we need to resist Him and He will flee from us. Praise God.
Glory, glory in the highest, glory to the Almighty, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the living Word, glory to the Lord, Lord in the highest glory, to the Almighty, glory to the Lamb of God, glory to the living Word, glory to the Lamb. I give glory, glory, glory.